All right. Welcome to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. I hope everyone had a nice long weekend. It was, weather wasn't too bad, I guess. Could have been a little bit warmer, I suppose. Seems like it hasn't been much of a fall. Just kind of jumped straight from summer to winter there. But anyways, we're here. You're here. We're all here. You're there. I'm over here. Yeah. So I got a bunch of new stuff to play. I kind of went on a bit of spree, and not a spending spree, more of a listening spree, and just kind of, you know, jumped down a couple of rabbit holes and pulled out some gems along the way. So we're going to hear a few of those sprinkled willy-nilly in this set list. I was in Vancouver last weekend, checked out a record shop called Neptune Records. Really, really cool place. I liked it. I don't dislike any record store, I guess. It had to be really bad for me to dislike that record store. It's always nice to go to a different city and, you know, check out what kind of selection they have. And being in Vancouver, obviously, there was a bit more of a selection, I suppose, than what you'd find in smaller places like Winnipeg. But it turns out that the couple albums I did buy were both on Vancouver-based Deranged Records. So we're going to check out a track from one of those albums to start things off with. Band out of Seattle called Lysol. And it's a short album. I think it's like 8 songs, but it's a 12-inch, but you play it on 45 RPM, so it just, whoop, it's over. But we're going to hear the longest song on the album. This is called Night Fever from On the Corner. On Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
I'm Winnipeg, 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 Winnipeg Improv Festival, Improv, Improv Festival, Winnipeg Improv Festival, October 18th, 19th, 20th, Gas Station Arts Center, Winnipeg, Improv Festival, Festival, Improv, Winnipeg, Winnipeg Improv Festival.
All right, this is Sorted Hour, I'm sure it is, on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was Johns from Buffalo, New York. That was one of the bands that I had recently discovered. The name of the track was called In Decay. It's from an album called Night Market. Unfortunately, they've since recently broken up. I think that's their third or something album. Good stuff. I like that. It's very dark, noisy, almost gothic sounding. Speaking of which, Incredible Woman out of St. John's, St. John's, Newfoundland. Yes, Halifax. St. John's, Newfoundland. Track was Loose Rubble from their album Incredible. And Lysol started the set off with Night Fever from their album On the Corner. Now, I don't know if they've changed their name. When I bought the album I have, it clearly says Lysol on the front of the album. And it's a picture of like four guys or the four people in the band, and they're sitting in some alley or something. It's all black and white, and it looks like Lysol spray painted. And that's the name of the band on the album. But when you look it up online, you can clearly see almost like a circular sticker that's been pasted over top the name Lysol, and it says L-I. Not sure if they changed their name for whatever reason, but it says Lysol on my album. That's what I'm going to call it. So there we go. Up next, we got a band out of Detroit who also have since broken up. What is it with these bands? Can't they pull their act together and, you know, I'm just kidding. It can't be easy being in a band creatively mixing with two other people. Anyways, this band from Detroit, Collapse, female fronted hardcore, but it's not, it's kind of different. So let's take a listen to this. This is a track called When Darkness Rules on Assorted Hour.
Exclusive oil deed. I'm saved, you're doomed. Never trust another. słowa. Bądź grzeczna i miła jak inne dziewczynki, bądź normalna. Bądź jak inne dziewczynki, miła, grzeczna i normalna. Bądź grzeczna i miła jak inne dziewczynki, słyszysz? Psa spadła na stół, nieżywo wyczesana księżniczka przełknęła łzy. Psa spadła na stół, nieżywa wyczesana księżniczka przełknęła łzy. Bądź grzeczna, miła i normalna. Bądź jak inne dziewczynki, miła i grzeczna i normalna. Słyszysz, słyszysz? Bo małe dziewczynki muszą być grzeczne i miłe i normalne. Muszą, muszą, bo małe dziewczynki muszą być grzeczne i miłe i normalne. Muszą, muszą, bo małe dziewczynki muszą być grzeczne i miłe i normalne. Muszą, muszą, bo małe dziewczynki muszą być grzeczne i miłe i normalne. Muszą, muszą, bo małe dziewczynki muszą być grzeczne i miłe i normalne. Muszą, muszą. Kolejna nieżywa psa, kolejne skołtunione emocje. Kolejna nieżywa psa, kolejne skołtunione emocje. Kolejna nieżywa psa, kolejne skołtunione emocje. Kolejna nieżywa psa, kolejne skołtunione emocje.
Don't miss Calgary Quintet Reuben in the Dark as they make their return to Winnipeg on Saturday, October 27th, bringing their exquisite live show to the West End Cultural Center. The group makes chilling, emotive folk and soul driven by dark, introspective lyrics that explore the duality of misery and joy. With five members scattered across Western Canada, Reuben in the Dark has emerged organically from Canada's stellar independent scene and boasting a rare chemistry that translates the language of emotion into song with haunting clarity. Tickets are moving fast and are on sale now for $20.50 plus fees, available through Ticketfly, the West End, and the Winnipeg Folk Festival office. Here all year, you'll miss top-notch Calgary act Reuben in the Dark at the West End on Monday, October 27th. Brought to you by the Winnipeg Folk Festival, the West End Cultural Center, and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Soulmates from Regina, I believe Regina. It's Saskatchewan somewhere, you know, it's all the same. Shh, I didn't say that. That was Bad Blood from their album Snake Oil. I can't believe I'm just discovering this band now. I think this album's a couple of years old now. They were just in town a few months back, which was when I first heard of them. Unfortunately, I didn't get down to see it, but... that was when they popped up on my radar, and I don't know where I was this whole time, but certainly not on the ball, that's for sure. El Banda from Warsaw, Poland before that, with a track. Well, okay, the tracks, everything's in Polish, so I had to Google Translate this. The name of the track translates to something like All Cheating or All Fraud or something like that. The album translates to Side Effects. Now, this band is part of there was this band out of Poland that apparently was quite influential in the 90s called Post Regiment, and they spawned a few other bands, El Banda being one of them, Morris being another. Some members of those bands used to be in Post Regiment, and it's really, really great stuff. It's amazing the stuff that's coming out of Poland now, as far as the pro-feminist, anti-fascist, hardcore punk stuff. It's amazing. Post Regiment, I didn't hear about them until I stumbled upon these bands. And linked them together and realized the whole genealogy behind what was going on there. Collapse from Detroit started the set off with When Darkness Rules from their Disarm EP. I dig that a lot, too. Anyways, here we got next. Mets from Toronto have put out a split 7-inch. On Sub Pop Records, Sub Pop released a slew of split 7-inches in anticipation of their 30th anniversary. So we're going to hear a track. It's called Escalator Teeth with On and On. So Escalator Teeth came off of their last album. This is a reworking of it. It's more of an intro than anything else. So the bulk of the track is called On and On. And we're going to follow it up with some other stuff that I stumbled upon in the last week or so. Here we go. This is Mets on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
with their critically acclaimed new studio album, I Like Fun, in town. Brooklyn's legendary alt rockers, They Might Be Giants, make their way to Winnipeg to play their first show ever at the Garrick on Sunday, October 21st. Performing with an expanded lineup, the show promises all-time classics that span their epic career and spur-the-moment improvisations that will delight even their exhausted road crew. To be direct, this show is not to be missed. Tickets for this newly expanded show are still moving fast and are on sale now for $35 plus fees. Available through Ticketfly and the Winnipeg Folk Festival office. Here all year. Don't miss the legendary They Might Be Giants at the Garrick on October 21st. Brought to you by the Winnipeg Folk Festival and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
All right, you're tuned into 101.5 UMFM. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was TV Freaks from Ontario before that commercial with Act of Contrition from their recent album, Bad Luck Charms. That was another one that I bought in when I was in Vancouver last week, which incidentally is why there was no episode last week. My plane came in like 7:30. There was no way I was making it to the show. For some reason I thought maybe I could have, but yeah, right. Traveling all day on a plane and then and you just don't want to do anything after that. Constant Mongrel before that with a track called The Law from Living in Excellence. Those guys are from Melbourne, Australia. And Metz started the set off with Escalator Teeth, On and On. From their brand new Sub Pop album, or 7-inch, it's a split with a band called Clipping. Yeah. All right. So next week, well, this actually, start of this week is Pledgerama. It's on it starts on Friday, so yeah, we'll be inundating you with requests for your support to help keep this integral and vital radio station alive and running well. All you're doing is helping us, helping you enjoy the experience, because that's what we're all here for. So yeah, there's a kickoff on Thursday at where is it? I don't see it. Anyways, yeah, I'll find that information. But so my show is going to be next week on Monday, October 15th, and as usual, I'll be having my incentives will be mixed CDs that I've personally curated and put together for you, yeah. So be sure to tune into that. You can always pre-pledge online. Visit the UMFM website, umfm.com, and you can pledge online there using the secure pledge form there. So the party, the kickoff party, is October 11th at the West End Cultural Center. And let's see, what do we got here? So the Windups, looks like the Windups are playing. What else? The Windups are playing. There's birthday cake for everyone. So, oh yeah, because we're also celebrating 20 years on air. So that's super exciting. It's going to be crazy extravaganza. And then Pledgerama will kick off on Friday. So yeah, if you're early, if you're up early enough, tune into Crete and Rob's show and show him some support. He's got a great show. I like it. Yeah, keep tuning in all week, and there'll be lots of special episodes and all sorts of treats for your listening pleasure. So what do we got next here? Sinking Suns out of Madison, Wisconsin, have a brand new album called Bad Vibes, and I love Sinking Suns, so I'm sure I'm gonna love this. We're gonna hear a track called it's Spanish for some reason, Subirse el Muerto. I don't know what it means. I know something death. I know Muerto means death. So, yeah, here we go. It's the Sinking Suns on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Down in the dark. Coming to the Cinematheque September 26th to 30th is The Invisible Heart, a look at social impact bonds which connect investors with nonprofit organizations. Followed by Let the Corpses Tan, September 28th to October 7th, about a heist gone wrong. And The Seventh Seal, the classic film in which man challenges death to a game of chess. For more information on any of these films, please visit WinnipegCinematheque.com.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We're just about done. This is, wow, that hour went by fast. That's what happens when you're having fun out in the, well, there's no sun, so there's no fun. Canceled fun. Vinca's with the track called Death March from Deep in the Well. Was one of my favorite albums a few years back. That was the top album of the year when that one came out. Really love that swampy gothic, dirty sound. Sinking Suns with I put those two together because I thought they fit really well. They got that same vibe. Of the Bad Vibes was the name of the album, actually. They both have some very bad vibes going on. That was Subirse El Muerto. I've never seen a word like that. Subirse? Subirse. I don't even know how to pronounce that. Not like I know how to pronounce pretty much anything. Like, I have trouble with English sometimes, so give me a break here. I had three more songs I wanted to play, but I'm going to have to cut it back to one. So what's it going to be? I'm going to play something off of New Mudhoney. You haven't really gotten a chance to listen to this album yet. I can't say I've been really digging the last couple of Mudhoney releases. I don't know, I have liked some albums after Matt Lucan left. There was a couple of others, a couple of albums, but I think they broke up there for a while and then they came back, and I don't know, something's different. I don't know, I can't put my finger on it. But, you know, Mudhoney's always, you know, they're consistently decent, so what have we got to lose here? The name of the album is Digital Garbage, and we're going to hear a track called Night and Fog. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in for the Pledgerama all week next week, starting on Friday, this Friday, so, We'll be busy. You'll be busy. We'll all have some good time. All right. Here we go. Mudhoney on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. Somewhere. Here we go. Oh, it's a slower song.
Here they come in the dead of night. Here they come, night and fog. Are they coming for you? Are they coming for you? Lock your doors, turn off the lights, close the blinds, and hope they pass you by. Listen to the footsteps echoing in the street. Here come the footsteps echoing down the hall. These are the footsteps that echo.